So welcome to another episode of the Legit Guy podcast. And in today's episode, we're going to be focusing on the topic, how screwed are we generally as humanity? And yeah, the first question is, so are people becoming dumber? Is their IQ going lower?
Well, to answer your question, Aaron, if people are getting dumber, I think that in a sense, no, because when you look at, like, for example, when I take climate change, like some people actually taking action and actually trying to help the world, which is very smart of them. However, on the other side, I can see how some people are like, uneducated and try to like make the world a worse place. I'm just gonna say that some people are getting smarter and some people are getting dumber. So overall, I don't see really a change, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay, but does the fact that they're uneducated, look, if you're uneducated, I don't
uneducated,
think...
but I by misinformation. That's what I wanted to say. That was the word. Sorry.
Okay, and then how would they get this misinformation, though?
Well, through fake news, I would say, and through, fake news, and some influentials and
like social these media. Factors.
Yeah, for example.
Okay, Liam, do you have an opinion on people are getting dumber?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I sent this to you as well, but I, like, what, 2 days ago, 3 days ago? I don't know if, like, it's a new movement with all these, like, what you call them, pronouns, how people just want to use new pronouns, different pronouns, and just want to be different. It's, like, 2 days ago or 3 days ago, I saw the dumbest pronouns I've seen yet. There's just this girl that it was saying how to use frogs pronoun. How to use frogs pronoun. I'm not joking.
Frogs pronoun. Okay.
The second I heard that sentence, I'm like, what? How? How do you get dumber than this?
Do you get dumber than that?
Well, I would say yes. Yes, you can.
How? You're using animals as a
you're
pronoun.
You're using animals as pronouns. If you act like that animal that you're associating that pronoun with, wouldn't
the
you
the hell
that?
Is gonna leap
for acting like an animal?
Like 4 meters into the air.
Well, what about overall the topic of pronouns is so like useless. If you are either a he or she, it's basically like, you know,
or an it or if you're using like
LGBT. You. Yeah.
LGBT, but that LGBT doesn't really have anything to do with the pronouns, really, does it? It's like LGBT, it's whether it's a he or a she. This whole pronoun stuff is completely different, isn't it?
Pronoun stuff is just like personal.
I think the pronouns are just like how people want to be seen. LGBT is just their sexuality.
I mean, it's both in the way they identify. So in a way, I guess.
Like, yeah, but one thing is more like, okay, I'll accept that you like dudes. The other one is like, I won't accept that you think of yourself as a frog just because you don't like it.
Okay, yeah, no, the original LGBTQ movement is I identify this way and I like these dudes. But the whole pronouns thing is now just mixed into it, just taken as one.
It's like that old meme, like, in every level but physical, I am a wolf. It's literally what that girl was. In all forms
of physical,
a boy. I'm a frog.
It doesn't matter.
No, it's a girl that does it.
Oh.
Frog.
Well, do you then think that people are getting too much freedom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cut everyone's rights. Not only women's. Just everyone's rights. No one deserves rights.
What do you mean, not only women's?
look, there's some countries which don't really give a lot of rights to women. So to those countries, say, cut even to the men, not only the women. All other countries cut both, of course.
But the countries that cut, like, these rights.
Even America. And make those paychecks equal. Who
identify as frogs. What I was going to say.
Well, if people identify as frogs, just put them in, like, a mental institute. But if someone was to come up to you... No, wait, shut up. If someone was to come up to you and just tell you that they want you to use the pronouns frogs because they are a frog, what else are you going to do other than pull out your phone and not and dial 911?
I mean, you have a point. We would assume that they might not be okay.
Like, your first instincts would either be, oh, he's a beggar, give him money, because there's clearly something wrong in his head. Or, there's something wrong in his head, call someone. Call the pastor to exorcise him.
Yeah, let's move on from the topic of pronouns.
No, pronouns are dumb.
Okay, yeah, some...
I think, Aaron, that we now understand what I meant before.
Huh?
Huh?
Nothing.
What?
Just
move on.
How I said that some people are basically getting dumber by misinformation, such as these pronouns are okay.
Well, but this isn't misinformation. This is freedom. Clearly, people cannot have freedom.
Wait, I would also... They do have freedom, yes, but not misinformation. But the rapid... Like, I would say that the rapid improvement of technology... not only, like, misinforms some people, but I think influences... Like, by a large margin.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know,
100%.
Influencers. Influencers, which weren't a thing, like, what, 20 years ago. The TikTok stars, which weren't a thing 4 years ago. You know, there's so many, like, new jobs, in quotation marks. I wouldn't really call them jobs. Am I wrong?
This is, like, technically considered a job, even though we're not getting paid for it.
This isn't a job. This is something we do kind of for fun, not really.
It's charitable work.
Look, but, like, if it has gotten to a point where a 15-year-old can post one video and make so much money that she makes more than, I don't know, let's say a doctor in 1 month, isn't that, like, kind of absurd at that point?
Come again.
Like, but is a doctor sponsored by Pepsi? I think so.
It's not.
Just the commercial, like, of the doctor pouring Pepsi down of my patient's heart.
Wait, I even wanted to say something.
I didn't hear what you said. I heard that somebody's making more than a doctor, but I didn't hear what you said.
It's basically that Aram is saying that these essential services should be paid more than for some service which is basically entertainment and is basically for fun.
Yeah, but
Aaron, think of it like this.
You know, you get paid on how you do. Plus, you get paid by your viewers. You don't get paid by the government.
How
is, like...
Well, yes, but...
How is a doctor supposed to get more money? Who's going to pay him?
Government can. I don't know. Create a Twitch stream. I don't know.
Maybe he should. Maybe, I mean, sorry, they should.
Well, surgery, like, simulator.
Live stream the surgery.
No, how is the government supposed to provide more money? There's no money to provide.
We should stop spending on military, maybe.
Maybe America. Maybe they should put more tax on, like, influencers and stuff. Maybe. But again.
Oh, maybe, definitely.
Why?
Why?
Why should they suffer because they're just.
I think I believe in the system that we have in Czech Republic, where you pay more taxes, more percentual taxes, by an increase of salary. As in, more you make, the more you pay. But it's not like crazy amount. Like, doesn't mean that when you make so much, you pay like 75% taxes, but it's like a small amount, and I think that that should help us a little bit, and I think that we should just tax everything as much as we could, because in the end, it's going into the state and it's going into the government, and that's what we want.
I mean, it's just back to whether people are getting dumber, because if they're willing to like send their money to influencers just because they made them laugh once or anything else, but then complain about actually having taxes that actually do stuff for them, like the healthcare and military and like space exploration, NASA, whatever. It's just, yeah, it goes back to people are getting dumber.
I agree with that.
Nice thinking.
Yeah, but yeah,
Nick, why
weren't
you in this show earlier talking instead of Oliver?
What?
Well, you see,
this was actually meaningful.
Menace, there's going to be a strike for saying the name.
Okay. Sorry.
Dude, fair enough, I guess.
Hey, carry on. I don't know where we were.
Influencers. Money. Yeah, wait, Ivan, you said...
Okay, wait, Ivan, no, wait, shut up.
No, wait, Ivan.
What the fuck is going on?
Ivan, you said that doctors are paid by the government. Not exactly.
Government, in non-private hospitals.
Well, yeah, but the doctors don't have a choice to either go to the private or non-private. It's their choice to go to the public.
Yeah, but somebody has to be in the non-private part if we're in the Czech Republic.
Well, yeah, the doctors which are... probably less educated are there.
Not necessarily. Doesn't have to be.
It's
basically like the essentials. That's in the public.
Well, it's a lot about the pay, but you know, a surgeon is... Yeah, a bad surgeon is probably going to be... I mean, bad, you know, less educated surgeon is probably going to be in the non-private sector, whereas a really good surgeon is going to be in the private one, or maybe they will be the most renowned hospitals that should receive a bigger pay or a bigger support by the government. Because they're better. You know what I'm saying? Or am I completely running into the...
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
No, I lost you 10 minutes ago.
But that's because you don't listen.
I'm sort of losing myself too. But no, what I mean is just, obviously, if you're better, you're going to strive for the more paying possibility. That's normal. People should do that. But still, somebody needs to work in the... I don't want to say bad, but you know, doctors still get paid good. But in the
public hospitals, basically.
Huh?
Public hospitals.
Well, the ones which are like in more.
He's lagging.
Denis is a cash, sir.
We don't say it in Czech, you dumb cunt. This is why your parents left you as a child
That's three strikes.
That's like a lot of.
We already passed it 10 minutes, so it's fine.
Yeah, but. What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just cutting out.
You filthy whore using your own rules to your advantage. Screw you.
We said first 10 minutes. It's already been. How many?
Yeah, if the swear word slips, it's okay. If you cuss out.
Guys, I'm getting some the last 10 seconds.
What? 10 seconds? I thought it was like a whole 10 minutes.
No. Continue. I didn't hear the last 10 seconds.
It's fine. Okay. None of it was for me.
Okay.
No, basically what we were saying is... Basically what we were saying is that if you're good, you should get more payment, but you can't have everybody work in the private sector, because then, you know, nobody would have the fucking, you know, nobody would get what they need, you know.
But it has to be said that in the private, like, hospitals, they are more specialized, so there are more, like, for, I don't know, like, one type of Just for like rehabilitation, like this stuff. Just one specific sector. Hello?
Hmm? Now what?
Guys, I'm not sure if I'm cutting out or if you're
No, you're not cutting out. I just wasn't listening on it.
Okay.
I was writing something.
I'm just spaced out.
I'm trying something for someone in this chat.
So should we move on from the money problem?
Yes, move on. Just do something else. Right, next question.
Wait, actually, I wanted to ask Ivan before.
Yeah.
You mentioned government, and I already like it. It has nothing to do with what we were talking before. But is it?
Yeah.
You know, the whole topic of how screwed are we? How bad is it that we're like continuously, basically, voting corrupted people as the head of our state?
What a weird thing.
Give me an example.
Definitely the Czech Republic.
Give me an example.
With Andrej Babiš.
How was he?
Well, he manipulates basically everything, right?
Basically everything. No, that's not a proper answer. I want more from you. You're smarter.
He has a monopoly over what is it called? What's the not Kunin, the other
he's though.
That
Madeta, is it? Yeah, he has like he has control over a lot of companies that basically you even have to have an, if you don't want to support him, you have to have an app which tells you if it's his or if it isn't his.
Are you asking me if a person in the government is corrupted because they are rich?
No, Ivan, I'm saying that he not legally took over those companies.
Illegally.
Are you telling me capitalism is bad? Wow.
No, how?
What a new idea and concept.
How do you take them illegally? What?
Show up and you say it's fine.
They're like, guys, where are you going? You work for me now.
You robbed the CEO of the company.
No, I'm not telling you you're wrong. I just want to know, how did you come to that conclusion? I'm so far not disagreeing with you. I want you to explain it more.
Well, basically, look, I'm not saying that it's 100% because there's a lot of, how would you say, censura?
Censorship.
Huh?
Censorship?
Yeah. Yeah, like he also manages like a lot of censorship, and
because he owns it. Is there something wrong with owning newspaper or whatever he owns?
Well, he's owning it not to get exposed.
Yeah, you can read other newspaper.
With the amount of newspapers he owns, not likely.
You sure?
Yes.
Does he? How many newspapers does he own?
Which?
Boy, what's happening?
I don't know which one.
It doesn't matter. I think we shouldn't include this. But keep on going with your thought. I will try to not just speak.
No, so we can move on.
Speak your mind.
Yeah, like my question still is like, are we done for voting people who are corrupted into our?
Wait, by this, what
the fuck is going on?
Huh?
Aram, let's just move away from this.
Next question, Aram.
Okay. Okay, so. What are the main drives behind why there are still like major global issues? Why haven't we like figured it out as humanity?
Are you just trying to be political?
Why aren't we?
Rename it as the Aram hates politicians episode.
He's asking why we still.
Aram thinks all governments are corrupted, and here's why.
here's why you should not vote for anybody. Aaron 2021.
Well, Aaron, you have to vote for someone. At that point, you just vote for the guy. Even if someone's corrupt, if it's better for, like, your country, just vote him. Why do you think our great president Zeman is... I'm going to say he's still walking around, but he's more rolling around.
Hobbling around.
How does he manage to stumble into every room he walks into, you know?
Because he has stumble, a disease, he rolls up. That's not something that he really can change.
What? Why do you say that is so racist?
No, I say that he has a disease. He just can't change that. He has a disease that can be cured. That's how I understand it.
What disease does he
have? Stupidity.
No, he has some kind of, I don't know, it's some leg disease. Really, check it out. Not check it out. Search it out. That's the word.
Is that why he looks half dead every time?
No, that's why he fumbles.
Okay, what's the explanation behind him looking half dead?
Well, that's not his disease. He's old. But that's the explanation of his fumbling.
Well, he's not that old, is he?
He's really old. Older than you think. He's older than you think.
Okay, how old do you think he is, Liam? I'll just quickly search it up.
Like 75, probably?
76. Close.
Yeah. Biden is what, 82? Look at him walking around like a
chicken. Chicken.
Look at him falling on airplanes like he's 20 again.
Yeah.
No, it's funny. I was
falling. Like, Trump is 70, what? 8? He's doing fine, isn't he?
Do we really want to make fun of all the presidents here?
On the what?
Do we really want to make fun of presidents here when we're talking about how fucked are we as a
Well, society? I don't know. Aaron keeps leading us to government. So.
Aaron's feeling a little political.
You started talking about Zimmer.
No, but
your question was,
politics,
is every
Aaron.
Government
okay,
corrupt?
Let's move on then.
So you accept the defeat?
No.
You accept that you're responsible? No. Well, then let's continue with the politics.
You're trying to push your agenda on us, Aaron. Aaron is secretly working for what you call them, political party that's against Anu. He's trying to push their agenda on us. You're working for
their pre-approval ratings.
Us and our two listeners will follow your leader. We'll vote to you.
Okay.
Political party.
So basically, right? The other question.
Stop saying
I have...
basically.
Okay. Moving on to the next question, Dennis.
Oh, God. It's going to pull again.
It's all political.
I just lost my Clash Royale battle.
Is humanity destroying itself?
Nah.
Are we driving
global warming?
Or
yes.
Is it...
Use of
I think what's
food?
Destroying us
yes.
are all them frogs, wolves. Birds, and however else they want to identify themselves. They should really bring back burning people alive as a punishment.
I'm sorry.
Those are good times.
What did you
say?
Guys, come on.
They have no one to repeat that.
Don't stop after everything I say, come on.
What do you mean, come on?
It's a little difficult when everything
I mean,
says,
look,
a little bit
clearly... Punishments aren't severe enough anymore.
Are you trying to recruit us to your side?
No, unlike Aaron, I don't have a political agenda I'm pushing currently.
Currently sure about that.
Come on. This just brings back to the topic of like the pronouns. And even after pronouns, what is the new thing?
Okay, wait. How would you punish them?
What's the thing? I told you, burn them at the stake.
You never said that.
That was stated.
No, I said, yeah. Are you not listening to me, Aaron? Wow.
I said, put them in.
This relationship isn't going to work out without communication, Aaron. You're not communicating well enough.
Okay, I don't think burning them at the stake would go down really well.
Yeah, but think about it like this. You burn one, and that's like, that inspires fear into the rest of them. All the frogs in the world are like in fear me.
You're like Scarecrow. You're not better than him. Batman will stop you.
Okay, let's carry on from that. Let's try to not speak again, Dennis.
Aram, stop him. You have some great political ideas. Stop him.
Communism.
Yeah, why? No, shut up.
No.
Fuck you and your communism.
Nick, do you hear that?
No, okay. Why? What would you do as a punishment for? Let's not say for, like, the pronouns thing. It's a bit of a sensitive topic. Not that I care, but... You see, you have to come up with... What?
I'm asking if he prefers a special pronoun.
Social pronoun.
Because he's sensitive to the topic. He's maybe hiding it from us.
Aram, do you identify as a frog?
You said it's a sensitive topic.
Yeah. I also followed it by, but I don't care.
I identify as...
It's a bookshelf. Oh.
That's a bookshelf. Yes.
You had to somehow punish them. Not saying that you should.
Well, it depends how severe the crime is.
Well, I...
Can I have a thing, dude?
Yes?
Wait your turn. I said minor crime.
Like stealing a chewing gum from a shop.
Probably.
Like stealing IKEA gift cards. So you would send yourself in jail?
Well, that's...
Own up to it.
So basically, right? Then it's basically, right?
Okay, Ivan, what do you want to say?
Stop it.
I'd say we reintroduce the capital punishment for...
Like, the kind of capital punishment is a thing.
Basically, if you steal something, you cut off their hand.
No, that's not true. Capital punishment means just...
What? Yeah, just like in ancient Egypt. An eye for
an eye. Yes, what the fuck? Exactly that.
Bruh. It means...
Bruh.
The death sentence.
No.
Yes. And I think we should... do life sentences for mass murderers, pedophiles, and rapists. And that's all. And then just, you know, just increase the amount of pokuta. How would you call it? Pokuta.
Pokuta.
Fine.
Fine.
Just increase the rate and the amount of, not the rate, the, like the an actual amount of a fine. And the amounts of fine.
You kill the person, pay $2,000.
And we're good. We're fair and square.
Sound really good.
No, like for real. If you cause a car crash and nobody died, you get like 2 years, and you have to pay a really big debt. If you kill somebody, then you get like 15 to 20 years. For manslaughter, and then you pay an incredible amount of
whopping,
a whopping amount of fine if you're drunk, you know, if you cause it, not if it's an actual accident, but if you cause it, or like, you know, for not following
a natural accident, a meteor just hit him. I just happened to be standing by,
you know, if, like, for example, if I was the president right now. Or if I had anything to do with the government, you'll be fucked. But I would
what? Just, in which I sense would, of the word?
Shut the fuck up. I would force people to wear masks inside and in the trams, and I would just give you a 5 1,000 crowns fine if you didn't. No questions asked.
Yeah, I think that you would. They would immediately kick you out.
Yeah, I would kick them back. And what? Then I would kick myself back. And I would be okay.
Some kinky
walking,
shit.
Walking around frog checking if everyone has their face masks on.
I was just making that you can't enter the tram without a mask. I will put on a few cops in the beginning. They would just go like, yo, you're not wearing a mask. You're fine. And then
but you know how many trams.
Can you let me finish, boy? Then you know people will go, oh shit, he wasn't joking. He's actually getting out fines. Then they'll be a little scared. And then I will give like 100 cops a day to check certain trams.
Yeah, Ivan's boys of the blue.
And there is more than 100 trams.
That's a lot more than. That's the exact same thinking as like the what you call them revisor. The people that check tickets. Ticket people.
Oh yeah, those lovely people.
Yeah, your cop ID is the same exact thing as that. Even though people know that there's a possibility that there's the people that check the tickets on the tram, they still get on without a ticket.
Because you get 500. If you got 5K, you wouldn't fucking dare. You wouldn't dare. To enter a tram without a ticket, you'll be scared.
Yeah, I'm also
shitting
pretty
your
sure that a law like that would not get passed.
I would make it pass.
Why stop at 5,000?
I would be stupid, you know.
Why stop there?
Why 5,000? Just if you get caught without a face mask, that's your house gone.
You're missing the point, Liam. 5,000 is really generous of Ivan.
I think I would introduce the three strikes and done, which anything you do, which is from littering to murder, will give you a strike, and if you had three, you just get killed.
Wait,
what the hell?
Did you just compare?
I was murdering.
Littering.
Murder, strike.
So you're telling me that the same guy that murdered three people could be in the jail cell with the
guy that littered three times? He'd get shot in the head.
Oh.
Ivan runs for president, instant headshot.
Wait, Ivan, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't probably vote you as my president.
Yeah, why not? I wouldn't need your vote. I would get a gun, walk into the office and go like, now you listen to me.
Yeah, that's how you end up in jail.
Really? What if I kill myself?
Then you don't
end up in heaven.
What you do with that, boy? No, guys.
In heaven?
I just throw your body in prison.
Be quiet. I think we're striving off of the topic right now. So I'm going to introduce a new question. Do you reckon racism is getting less severe, more severe, and do you think it will eventually lead to a problem that will somewhat cause the end of the human race?
So my global issues won't get passed.
Everybody talk at once, please. Just everybody talk at once, so we can all hear each other.
Okay. So, anyways,
I was walking
in the park, anyway. Right? And a meteor came down to a guy besides me, and I got charged with manslaughter.
Liam.
Thank you, guy. Thank you. And now we can talk one by one.
What did you say?
What was the question?
But do you think racism is getting worse or better, and do you think it will eventually lead to us killing ourselves on the planet?
Well, I would say that it's getting better since we don't trade black people as slaves anymore. But everyone can have different opinions.
Come again.
Wait, why would racism... I just don't understand that.
What do you mean?
The second, like, is it getting better or worse? Okay, you can answer that. But how... Yes, of course. I think.
Of course,
but...
what?
Of course it's getting better, but but how can it lead to us destroying ourselves?
Imagine that there's going to be a conflict at, like, let's say there's going to be conflict with Russia and Ukraine, which is realistic enough, and then like China would get
and then it becomes
very racial and like very racist, because like everybody would want to join the people that just like belong to them, like more or less with the color and like the beliefs. And do you think that racism?
Hold up, like, buddy, that's a pretty big assumption you're making.
That's a big step you made there.
Yeah, it is, but just let me finish, okay? Do you think that racism might eventually lead us into our own fall? No. It was a dumb example. Excuse my examples, but do you think that racism will get that bad in the distant future, up to like 500 years? Do you think it's gonna get too bad that we just can't deal with it and it's gonna cause like big problems?
That racism will cause the extinction of the human race, is that what you're saying?
Sort of.
Well, no, because one race is gonna win, isn't it?
Yeah, but isn't that gonna just make the world end because like there's not enough people?
Ivan, you should write a book about this. We don't have enough time for this.
What do you mean?
If there's like if we use nukes, right?
Yeah.
Oh yes, and Africa finding their nukes at us.
That was racist. But just
well, in a few hundred years, they could. I believe in them. No, but look,
in a few hundred years, until they have food first.
I think that's too far. Like,
it's not too far. That's hopeful.
That's a strike. That's.
I said in 100 years, let's hope they have food, not nukes.
Let's hope that's within the next decade. Okay. Where was I going with this?
You were going again with some politics.
Oh yeah, your agenda. Just read it.
What manifesto are you going to read us today?
A communist
one.
So that's what you're propagating.
Can we go back to the question?
It's your question.
It's not your topic. It's Ivan's question.
No, you were saying something about Africa.
No, I'm not done with this.
In 100 years.
No, I'm not just saying Africa. Okay, let's say Russia nukes Africa first, okay? So let's take Africa out of the picture. I know it's racist. That's the whole point of this question, Leo. Literally.
You're just accepting that you're racist, okay?
Nick, I think that you maybe want to cut this part out at least.
Nope.
Look, Ivan, yes, it might potentially lead to us killing all of us, like the whole humanity, but I don't think so. I wouldn't.
Yes, it might, but not it won't. So you
man,
just said,
well, yes, said, but actually
it might, but I don't think so. I said it might, but I don't think so.
That's a shitty answer.
No. If you want to yes or no
will.
Answer, no.
Cool. And I think it will. Eventually.
Okay, cool.
Do you want to, you know, maybe include a little bit
use
of
your brain.
Detail? Reasoning? Use your brain, please, sir.
Why do you think it would?
You asking me or Aaron?
You.
I didn't say it would.
No, you. Aaron, you talked too much already.
I think it will, because what happened in America like a year ago was sort of, you know, I didn't expect it, but I was young, I was naive, I didn't see the real picture of the wing, I didn't see the real face. But no, for real, I think that what happened in America with the Black Lives Matter will just, you know, it's a little bit of that, you know, a little bit of that cause for white people in America, the racist ones, of course, to go like, yo, what are those weird colored people doing there? You know, sort of making that little thing in the back of their brains, and they go like, okay, then like us there. What are we gonna do if they like, you know, decide to kill us all? Do you so far get what I'm saying, or not at all? It's okay if not at all. I just need to know.
I don't understand.
I don't want to get it.
Anything,
bro. Because there's always conflicts so far. There's no racism. There's no place where there wouldn't be racism so far. I haven't seen that place. Only if there's only one race there, which almost is not, doesn't exist. I think that we just say, oh, we can all live with each other, but we essentially can't, or a fine amount of us can't. I think that's just going to lead, we're suppressing those emotions that, I hate my neighbor because of their color, they believe in something. And I think it's just overall leading into this one war. What, like, for example, if like an election goes wrong for you and you see your neighbor who has a certain color of their skin, doesn't necessarily have to be black, or a certain belief system, would you call that?
Religion.
Religion. And you're going to go, oh yeah, he caused it, and I need to go fight him, and I need to get my guys to help me fight them. You get what I'm saying? I think that we're sort of leading ourselves into it because we already think that it's okay that we live with each other. But there's too many people that just can't, that just are not fit to it.
Okay.
You don't get it.
Moving on to, you talked about religion.
Yeah.
Right? Is anyone here Christian?
No.
Or in any way follows a religion? Don't say something dumb, Dennis.
Okay. What do you mean, don't say something dumb? What do you expect of me?
Dumb stuff. So no one's Christian, right?
No.
No? Okay, good. I can slam Christians now. Ah. So Christianity is the world getting dumber. The population of Christians keep increasing, and their entire belief is set upon the fact that something must have caused the earth. God caused the earth. What caused God? They have no answer for that.
Well, God created himself.
Well, by that logic, I can tell you that the earth created itself.
Yeah, but you're wrong because I'm right. No.
But why are you right?
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
It's just all these religions. I mean all of them, not only Christianity, even all the rest. Especially the ones with like multiple gods. What the fuck went wrong there?
A lot
like,
of
you things. Made one god and you're like, that's not enough. We need more. Yeah, we need more.
Yeah, maybe they did need more.
Yeah, but how many do you need?
Look,
a lot.
Until you can explain
everything that's going on.
If you're saying that God created Earth, then I'm pretty sure God can create all the things that are happening on Earth. You don't need the God of my
religion.
What?
Those are different religions.
Well, yeah, but all religions have this like almighty God.
All.
So what's the point of the god of there having being more gods? What are they gonna do? Are they just slaves to the big god?
The more some gods, the more sacrifices. Keep the people in check.
True. Hey, so I think we should endorse religion.
Wow, the sudden change.
But only those with sacrifice. You know? Just to keep that the birth rate in check.
What?
Yeah, that's most of the religions with multiple
Wait,
gods.
Liam.
Yes?
So you were saying that believing in a god is basically stupid.
I think if you believe in a god, then your intellectual power, or your brain, the most it can compute is, okay, Earth big, human small, big thing must make Earth. Big human. If you believe in a religion, that's your level of intellect.
It might have been like this, like, I don't know what, long time ago, but right now, what if it's just the set of values that each religion has that they're following? Not like, oh, I believe in God, all hail God.
If you just follow a religion for their values, what's the point of praying to a god then? If you don't believe in the God, what's the point of praying to him?
Not all Christians pray to a God. You can call yourself Christian.
If all Christians go to church, which is the house of God, then you are therefore implying there's the existence of a God, which you refute. Therefore, you're a moron.
I don't want to be associated with this.
Why not? It's extremely simple. If you're Christian and you just follow the beliefs, then you should not attend anything that has anything to do with God.
Wait, so if a Christian didn't go to church...
Well, he's not a Christian, is he? Because the entire religion of a Christian is
okay, if he went there once...
God. Yeah? And then no more?
Then no more?
Then he clearly understood that... Yeah. Look, Aram, all churches are is a way for people to make a lot of money in the name of a dumb cause and for pedophiles to have a hiding space. Okay, there's nothing more.
That's it.
That's everything that church is. It's a bunch of pedophiles running a laundry machine business. No, what you call it? The cash laundry.
Money laundering
business. Money laundering business. So anyway, I just want to end with, if you believe in a God, go check yourself in a mental institute. Go with the frogs and the wolves. They're probably more sane than you are. At least their stuff exists.
You literally just said that frogs and stuff like that do not exist. And that is stupid.
But... Ivan, read a book, man.
Frogs don't exist. Ivan, what?
Uh-huh. No, the need.
Don't you do biology, Ivan?
No, I said that you cannot identify as a frog because you can't jump 4 meters, can you?
Yeah, how can they go with the frogs if they don't exist?
But the frogs, the frogs do exist.
The animal exists. You'll,
I know, it's a fucking jokey dumbass. Go read a book. Oh my god, guys. You seriously just made me sick. And that's it for today's episode. Go and clean your ears from the blood.
What?
And try and watch some stuff that's not racist. Like
watch a documentary on frogs.
And then become frogs.
And then go online and slant through Christianity.
So you're endorsing people to basically become frogs so you can burn them at the stake.
So you can breed them.
You know what? If a law is passed that you can, you know, burn animals or people that use pronouns of animals at a stake, I won't be against it.
Uh-huh.
If Babish can, you know, hook me up.
You want to hook up with Babish? What the fuck?
Yeah, look, you got that money.
Do you have more
That's questions? It for today's episode. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Bye.